Hey gang, it's your good friend Jay Black, and let's be clear, your friends and family don't love you as much as Speaking Millennial does. I mean, sure, they got you gifts, but did they get you what you really want? Did they get you a live podcasting experience at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick? Of course not. They don't love you like we love you. So that's why we put together a live podcast of Speaking Millennial on January 17th, 2018 at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, at 7:30 p.m. Jay, that's me. Bill, that's the good-looking one. Jessica, that's the better-looking one. Let's be clear. I'm a troll. No, nobody should. In fact, they're at the live podcast, there's going to be a tarp over me just to keep everyone's mind and soul clear. But we're going to be at the Stress Factory. You can come see us live, see a live production of the show. All you have to do is go to stressfactory.com, click on January 17th, The Millens. That's right. It's an award show, and it's the best kind of award show. It's a millennial award show in which every single person wins an award. That's right. Participation Trophy Award Show. It's the coming thing. We've pioneered it. So come see us at the Stress Factory, January 17th, 7:30. We would love to see you there.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands. Located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Follow me at Bill Spadia on Twitter. Welcome back to Speaking Millennial for, I think, is the 42nd episode, if I got that right, Jay?
That we've recorded tonight.
Yes. It feels like that tonight. I'm here with my co-hosts, Jay Black and Jessica Nutt. Follow her at Chasing Jess Nutt. And Jessica, we have a very special guest here.
My dad, the spy.
The spy.
Brian Nutt. Thank you for coming.
Jessica's dad, the spy. Brian, welcome.
Surprise guest.
So you were, all right, so you were here to give Jessica a ride.
Like a breath before you walked out the door and said, "Who are you going to be on?" I had just been like, "You're going to come on, sit down with the podcast for the next episode." He was like, "What?" And then you walk outside, you're like, "Great, our next guest is here." He's like, "What?"
It's how things work. We kind of just, it just all falls together. So we're happy to have you. I forget, when was the spy episode,
Jay? It was when it was revealed that Mr. Nutt was behind the creation of the Steele dossier. Which came out about Donald Trump. Investigated
right away. A minute in.
You remember Steele dossier?
Can't even get a breath.
It was Mr. Nutt who uncovered the PP tape.
Just stop.
Listen to referring to him as Mr. Nutt too.
You like that? Very formal.
Yeah. Wait until you hear what we talked about while you were not
as a
here.
Very young man.
You missed something on the last episode.
What on the last episode? Oh, I had to leave. Jerry called.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wait till you hear what you missed.
So I walked out, and because the reason I took the call. Well,
probably best you didn't actually listen. You probably should not listen to that episode.
What did we hear?
It was not political.
What did I say? I don't even remember.
What happened? Was it about the Velcro? Did you go further with the Velcro?
Did I?
It was
about to get disgusting.
I'm uncomfortable now. It was disgusting.
Wait, what did I talk about?
Did you embarrass the podcast?
I honestly don't know.
Was this recorded on the podcast?
Some actor. Oh, Michael Fassbender's huge wiener. Yeah. Michael Fassbender from Shame.
Is it Fassbender or Fassbender? It's Fassbender.
He could be whatever he wants with a wiener like that, Bill.
Is that what happened? This is what I missed. I walk out and this is what happens.
You missed a
It's
whole
clearly okay.
Thing.
She knows I'm listening to it on the podcast, but very uncomfortable.
It's weird right now, right?
Me being here.
Brian, you know? Let me tell you. We, as I say on the radio show, I live in the awkward and it extends to the podcast.
Yeah.
And it just gets worse and worse every time.
And Tommy asked,
and it's typically Jay's fault because Jay has no filter.
You know what? Here's the thing. I have a very powerful filter. You don't even know what's going on in this head. What escapes is the socially acceptable stuff. No, so Tommy asked if there was it's such a thing as too big. And I said, I think.
Wait, Tommy asked that question?
He said, is there such is too
I feel really? Like that may
Jessica,
be a little
how did you not
out of
rein
context.
That in? How did you not just tell them
no,
stop?
No, I think we were just talking about it. No, I couldn't.
Well, no, because we were talking about the Steve Jobs movie.
Tommy
and I said,
was like, okay. I was like, no, stop.
Who was in it? Oh, that big wiener guy, Michael Fassbender. He's in the movie Shame. He goes full frontal. And then Tom goes, is any too big? Is there anything such a thing as too big?
So I hope that was an important phone call step out and take.
I'm sorry, I left it all alone on that. Sorry about that.
My rule of thumb is if you can play pickup softball with it, it's too big. If you can use it as a bat and pick up softball, that's when it's too big. That's the rule of thumb.
So back to the spy episode.
Sponsored by. Penis reduction surgery.
We need to space out our sponsors too when you go on a rant like that.
Oh, yeah. So back to our sponsors.
Right? But they should go later, I think. Later. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Later in
Mom
the
Mom and Dad are selling their house.
It's been a drawn out process, but we're still...
So you are leaving New Jersey.
I am leaving New Jersey.
It's a
I am
big deal.
Not digging in. But
I know. What happened? What happened?
It's driven by work. You know, they ask, they call, I haul. So.
Where are you going? What state?
North Carolina.
A lot of good smiles
what do you think
in
about
North Carolina. I've been down there many times.
What does that mean, good smiles?
Every time I go down there, I smile. Everybody has super white teeth.
Oh.
And beautiful white teeth. That's all I see. It's like
that's
good dentistry.
Your takeaway from North Carolina?
That's what I remember. I played Chapel Hill. I was performing in Chapel Hill
dentists.
At the college.
Good dentist. Maybe
I was
that's
called
it.
Out on that on a home search that my teeth are not white enough.
Oh, yeah. That's you know what?
There you go.
You get a real turn at dentist when you move in.
That's right.
They'll get you. Now, all I remember, because I don't have a great smile.
I don't know if I could do North Carolina.
Like perform in North Carolina?
No. Well, that's interesting. I don't know.
You could.
Maybe.
You could.
Live there.
Yeah.
Be full time. Be from North Carolina.
Yeah, it's a little
just
rough.
Feels so foreign. I mean,
it's
going to
be a bit
Jersey.
Of a culture change. It's going to be
you
different.
You're going to miss Jersey?
You know, it's like you drive down 130, you go from one town to the next, right?
You
drive down 40 miles of road there before you get to the next town in some cases.
Right, you hit a farm.
So it's going to be an adjustment.
And the food. What about the Italian food?
Not good.
Oh, boy.
This is what I would miss.
See, he's going to be coming up to visit me all the time.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
So a friend of mine who lives in New Jersey was also talking about having to possibly move down there. And, you know, I told him it's going to be like my blue heaven down there because the two of us are going to be. I don't look as Italian as I'm half Italian, but he is full Italian.
What is my blue heaven?
On the
over
list.
My head.
Jessica,
movie
add
reference?
That to the list.
You could melt.
Steve Martin, how great was
this.
My Blue Heaven?
Oh, no.
You shouldn't be in the
another
frozen
good
food
one.
Section. Could you, why, how do you, what's the line? I don't have a sense of humor.
So people think they do.
Yeah, they don't have it. Yeah.
But you're
what's the difference between a pregnant woman and a light bulb? You can unscrew a light bulb. And then pause, and she goes, I don't get it. Goes, see, no sense of humor. He drives away. Great movie.
See, I think of Goodfellas, at the end of Goodfellas, when
Ray
he's
Liotta.
In the witness protection program.
Well, I tried to keep it a little longer than that. You know, it's the same idea, just a little more.
I'm not saying that's why you're moving to North Carolina. And if it is, then I've just outed you.
And
so
by the
it's
way,
a disaster
if that's
anyway.
That's why you are moving to North Carolina. That means you have a mountain of cocaine in your car. I'm walking out with you.
No, nothing like that.
It doesn't mix well with the Wellbutrin.
No, it doesn't.
No, I think you got to stay away from that.
You know what? I'm very frustrated.
Back to the Italian food. Like, I'm thinking Olive Garden is the best you're going to get.
So we met with the real estate agent.
Right.
This is
the first time we're down there looking at different properties, going, any suggestions for dinner? You have to go to this restaurant. It's the best Italian in the area. And basically, it was warmed over pasta with some hot peppers thrown on it and some butter.
It's called Applebee's.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very Italian. You'll love it.
And it was even like a little, you know, family-run place, but it was nowhere near what you would expect.
Right.
It was very disappointing. So we kind of cringed a little bit and took a few months off.
So how far from Raleigh? Are you closer to the mountains, to the coast?
Oh, right around Raleigh, right? Yeah. It's kind of right in. What they tell you, the enticing part of getting you down there is, you know, you're 2 hours from the shore and 2 hours from the mountains.
Yeah. That sounds like a great pitch.
But I'm 45 minutes from the shore now, and then I'm corrected when I say shore. Right.
And I don't want to go to
it. And you don't need that. That's right. That's not an appeal. That's it.
I ate pizza once in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
How was that?
I was driving through the winding Smoky Mountains of Tennessee because I was in Knoxville and I had a college on the other side of the state. Mm-hmm. So I was driving through and I get to the very tippy top. You come up out of the clouds and at the tippy top, there's a place called Smokey's. It's an Italian restaurant. And I was like, let me see what a pizza place at the top of the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee tastes like.
How was it?
Terrible.
Scale from 1 to 10. Rotten. Give it a number.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Like it was saltines.
I tried to fling myself off
ragu.
The mountain.
That's the number.
The Italian place was called Smokey's, and the barbecue place was called Antonio's.
Yeah, right? I know. Right. and the question I had is why? Why would you be a pizza place in Tennessee at the top of the Smoky Mountains? Nobody's expecting it. It's not like
pizza's excellent.
Well, I know, but pizza's excellent, but not this pizza. I mean, why you but live in Tennessee?
People from Tennessee don't know that
because it was there and functioning. It was operational. This must be one of the best pizza places ever that people would go there and support.
But I just realized it's
but
like
they
you
don't
get,
know.
You get to the top because of the mountain, there's nowhere
like,
to go.
You know, muskrat.
They do.
Right. And so, what
squirrels.
Is the like drive? Like, what is the good food in North Carolina? Like,
it's barbecue.
You get tacos
it's barbecue,
and barbecue.
Right?
It's still
barbecue.
Really?
And in Raleigh, there's a lot of good restaurants in Raleigh, though. So, and if my bosses are listening to this, I can't wait to get there. I'm very excited.
Right. You're very excited, Brian. Just for the record, Brian is very excited.
Before Christmas,
about this trip.
What kind of like restaurant would you want a Christmas gift card for?
Oh, I like how this is working.
Jessica.
Smooth. Very smooth, Jessica. That was
I taught her very well because when I get the
Papa
Christmas
John's pizza.
When I get the Christmas gift card to a restaurant, she always gets to go as well. You know?
Yeah,
so
it's just
like,
yes.
You know what? I just saw a thing on Reddit where it was like if you have trouble with your girlfriend, like she doesn't like know, where, like your wife or your girlfriend, she doesn't know where to go to eat. Like you always go, like, where do you want to go? And she never tells you.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you go, you get in the car, you just start driving. And she'll go, where are we going for dinner? And you go, guess. And then whatever she guesses, drive there. That's how you do it. Bill, you weren't paying attention.
I wasn't
to a
paying
word
attention
I
at all.
Said.
I was in my phone and I'm like, that was very millennial of me.
Yeah, you popped up.
You know what's funny? I heard noise.
Yeah.
But I did not comprehend any
words
that were spoken.
Who was in your phone? Who were you texting?
I'm all of a sudden, I'm texting to make
Who's
sure
so important?
Now that I don't have to go to work tonight.
Who is so important?
Yeah.
So Jerry is all over this whole Senate vote tonight. So I almost had to go back to retape part of the show. I think I've got him convinced. The drop dead is 8:45. They have to feed at 8:45.
So you got to decide before.
Well, so anytime between now and then, you know.
I
told him I'm at least 12 minutes away.
Do you ever just like pre-tape stuff? Because you know with Trump, you might have to go like, this Russia thing is getting way out of proportion. There's no possible way he nuked North Korea for no good reason. There's got to be. We're
just
find
go ahead.
Out.
We go. We tape ahead.
You just get like
staples.
All those taken care of. Because with Trump, you can do that. Like, you know, I don't know why he bombed Australia, but the man must have had a good
a whole
reason.
You should do like 20 of them at the
go.
Beginning of the year and see which ones actually happen. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, how many could we actually use?
No matter how many, how crazy it is, I guarantee you, you could probably use one of them. You know, because listen, I have on good authority the other presidents in the Hall of President make fun of his new robot. I have that on good authority.
Have you been there?
The Hall of Presidents?
It's great.
It's awful.
What?
No, it's great.
Awful.
It's so ridiculous that it's great.
It's the worst
and
part.
And I'm not
of the
whole a Disney
thing.
Fan.
We're talking politics right now.
It's the worst
it always
part.
Happens. It's Jay's fault.
It's the worst part of the whole thing. They should reprogram it to have Lincoln stand up and say, you know what? If I knew the South would have turned out this way, I wouldn't have fought that war. And then sit down. That should have been.
That's Jay Black's Hall of Presidents. Is that it?
He looks around and goes, I had no idea Alabama would have turned out that way. Good night. And just sat down. That would have been, people would have been like, I'm confused by this, but I understand where he's coming from.
Am I the only one thinking about barbecue right now?
Because
I said East Carolina sauce.
Smokies no. I brought up.
I'm
barbecue.
Like, wow.
Right?
Oh, yeah. This is
that's
like,
what I'm thinking about now.
We're going way later into taping than I thought we would. I'm like, oh, dinner.
Yes.
What do I want?
Yeah, I don't have calories left either. I used up all my
Jay.
Calories.
Jay has to go to bed.
Jay, what do you eat? Like a banana during the day?
I get like 1,900 calories.
Brian,
I had
Jay
salmon.
Is losing weight for his role.
My movie.
He's got a huge movie coming out.
I'm very impressed, by the way, because the first time I saw you, it's like a huge difference.
I was a big fat
guy.
He's lost.
You kind of remind me of myself.
You look
Jay's
good.
In a t-shirt now.
What's that?
He's wearing his t-shirt.
I look like I got
Is that why you're wearing the t-shirt? Are you like showing off? Like, look how thin I am?
No, I'm wearing the t-shirt because it says...
I'd rather be watching Hallmark. I got it.
But no, I
thought it was the Flash t-shirt.
Yo, no, the Flash t-shirt is...
You wear that all the time.
Heavy rotation. Look, I have a Flash tattoo. It's not a real one.
My daughter had a party.
My daughter had a party. She turned 7, and it was a superhero themed party, and we all had fake tattoos.
Where's Keen tonight?
Keen, he's at home. I didn't want to bring my father in law and Keen because it's too many people to watch.
Jay's father in law.
It's gonna be like a Christmas gathering of the families.
It really is. So you've got to see if you can be here tonight for the Millens. Tonight, January 17th.
That's right. I have to be there. How can I not be there?
I'm just saying.
There's so many awards that were given out.
For the record, I said, the Millens are this date. And he goes, I'm too busy. I can't be there. I can't commit to that. There's no way I can come.
I travel most of the month of January, but I do think I will be here that week. So it should be fine.
I was thinking, could it be black tie?
Yes.
What do you think? That's what I was thinking.
No, I thought that was already decided upon.
Oh, was it? Oh, I didn't get that memo.
Do you mean...
Oh, maybe I didn't read the memo.
I feel like I may have someone...
And you have to wear a tux with that or just a black tie?
Excellent point. Jay is going to just be shirtless with the tie.
That's right. Like a Chippendales dancer.
Think about how much weight you've lost today. You look much better today than you did 2 weeks ago.
I should be down 10 pounds by the time you see me if my diet is correct.
Jay will be demanding another picture day.
That's right.
All right, let's talk about that for a minute. Picture day. Did we approve the picture?
Yeah, it's on. It's already in this.
I don't think
pocket.
It is. It's not on the website.
So what happens
when I tweet it, it's the old picture.
It hasn't populated through to all of it, but if you download it, it's the new picture.
And you know why it may not be that? You know why everyone's probably listening to the old stuff first? Because on some websites, it puts the number one podcast as the first one to listen
really?
To.
Oh, really? It turns it around. It doesn't do reverse. Yeah.
Well, it goes to the old pod. Why can't we change it for all of them?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that.
Like, you know what I found? Podcast listeners love it when you talk about podcast details.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think
great
so.
Comment
feels like
review.
Behind the scenes.
It's behind the scenes. They love it.
Imagine how
I just need to clear this up,
right.
Though.
Look at this. This is, you know, if you think about it, that was close. If we
speaking of behind the scenes.
We could wipe out the board with one beer spill.
Yeah.
And you know what? Before.
And save America from having to,
to listen to the rest
Someone
of it.
Someone told me they liked listening to my podcast before because it was this episode where we were like wiping up a spill around the board. I'm like, okay, which one was that?
Yeah.
I think that happens often.
Yeah.
It was the one time,
I was afraid that Jay was going to start crying. And he's like, which
you
one was
really
that?
Upset that day.
Yeah. I was in a bad place.
When Gigi got into the beer?
I think it was the one where Jay had like a full monster without a lid on.
Oh, that spilled. Yeah.
But Bill spilled that. There's been multiple spills.
There's been way too many spills that you can't figure out.
You would think we would allow liquids in this room by this point.
I spilled the beer, and then Gigi licked it up, and then went to sleep.
Bill, I need to clear this up. When you say black tie, you mean the outfit, or do you mean someone who's half African-American, half Asian?
I'm so happy I thought of that. You were waiting to deliver that line. You're like, this line is so good. It's so good. I gotta say it.
I just picture
that's why you've been smiling for 5 minutes. None of this conversation was entertaining. You had that in your head.
The only joy I have is that joke. I'll hold on to that.
That was a good one. You should work that in. Hey, did we just commit to doing a Korean War Memorial?
Yes, we did. We did, right? Panarella 2 weeks ago.
Just, yeah.
You did such good work on the first one.
We did. We raised a lot of money.
We raised $2,000.
Wow.
For a World War I memorial.
And by the way, I insist on saying Korean police action.
Yes.
It was not a war. It was a conflict.
I think you actually pissed off our vets.
I think so.
That was the podcast you missed before you got
here. One is his father-in-law. And I think you managed to piss them off within like 8 minutes.
Here's the thing. It's funny because Harry Truman kept calling it a conflict. He didn't call it a war. So you have to keep saying.
If you heard what your father-in-law said, so Mike from Medford.
It was a police action. He didn't ask Congress for permission.
He actually, under his breath, he's like, ask the guys that fought in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but that was a serious point.
Well, you know what?
We're moving on now.
I'm alive. Who's winning?
Who's winning now?
Jay Black.
Jay. Oh, my God.
You know what? Any Korean War veteran is still alive.
Did you hear him say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you have a memorial for a police action, though? It has to be. I think it has to arise to a war.
I did ask if we were doing a Grenada memorial. I thought that was.
You did. And that upset the Vietnam vet.
Grenada?
I thought he was a World War One vet.
Yeah, he was very old.
What was he saying?
Yeah. I'm not really sure. Well, we had a World War II vet. I talked about that last time. Archie.
Right.
He's almost 92. Actually, he may be 92 as of this taping.
Well, that's where they have to be now, right? The Korean War vets are kind of coming into like their own now.
So think about how young was he when he fought? Hmm. Right? If you were there in 41,
That would have been 75 years ago.
So it was a long time.
So he would have been.
So if he's 92, so he was 16.
16. So if he started in
16,
if he came out in 43.
Think about millennials today lying about their age to fight in a war. No chance.
I think they lie.
No chance. I'd like to meet the one millennial that would do that.
You know, but 16-year-olds now would do real well because you can sit in a room. And,
oh yeah,
you know, like,
they can fly the drone.
So they'd probably be a lot more effective.
You know, a lot of 16-year-olds, maybe more effective, actually. A lot of 16-year-olds in really good shape running from Roy Moore. They get into
fantastic shape.
That's gross.
What? Roy, me bringing it up or Roy Moore? I feel like Roy Moore.
Allegations, Jay. And you know what's interesting? And after the election was over, crickets.
Yeah, nothing. Because it's not interesting anymore. He lost.
It was all.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Bill,
this
is what happens. I got to ask this about conspiracy theories.
All right.
If you're going to make stuff up,
right?
Why this particular thing? Why the mall 30 years? If you're going to make stuff up, make him a murderer.
But that literally didn't happen.
But make him a murderer then. Like, if you're going to make stuff
up. Well, no, this is low-hanging fruit.
It's something that sticks.
It's so easy today. This Me Too thing has distorted everything. It's so easy.
But it's
every little nuance, every conversation could be inappropriate.
If you think that they're
making it up. Did you see the senators now backtracking on Al Franken? Yeah. They're like, well, maybe we jumped a little bit. You know why? Because they won in Alabama. Now they're like, we don't have to punish him.
But my question is.
It's how it works.
I thought we weren't talking politics.
Sorry.
But no, just in general. This is my problem with conspiracy theories in general.
Has this been three episodes in a row that we got into politics?
I
have an idea.
I feel like I'm in an arm wrestling match with politics right now.
This is not about politics. This is just about conspiracy theories.
Now that you put it that way, I want to win.
It's just about Jay proving his point.
I have an idea. I have a great idea. This is a great idea. We should do a political episode.
We should. Called that, No One Will Listen. Episode 44, No One Gives a Shit.
Well, it sounds like Jack Black coming up political.
That's a good idea. What do you think? Wait, that's a separate, whole separate thing.
Whole separate thing.
All right.
What do you think of that?
I love it.
The more effective way is just a point.
Jay's like, I just want to prove my point right now.
Just go ahead, make your point.
In general, it's about conspiracy theories. I just don't understand them.
But see, that's how you change the conversation. All of a sudden, now you've labeled the whole thing a conspiracy theory.
Oh, no, but okay.
And that's not necessarily true.
Just in general, when somebody says, I don't believe what you just said, I always think to myself, if I was going to lie, I would make it a much better lie. Like when people, like they're like those contrails, they do something and you go like, what do they do?
Stop with the contrails.
Stop with that.
There are people that literally believe in the chemtrails.
That's what I mean. When they say the contrails are real.
The chemtrails are
real. Yeah, when they say all the chemtrails.
That's different.
Right. So the contrails are what actually comes out of the planet.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing with the atmosphere and the freezing of the molecules and the temperature. But the chemtrails, they believe that they're actually spreading chemicals to control the population.
And you go like, why?
And change the weather.
And they can never have a good answer.
So
why would they do
that? Huge lie. Like,
but to control the population is like over time, right? Because people don't just become sterile. You don't see people dropping over in the area.
It's a valid point. Right? It's a valid point. It's not working. If they're doing it, it's not working.
They're not very good at it.
You want to control the population.
The chemtrail people suck.
Put this face in more movies. And have women go, you know what?
No. So now we can actually verify this. Wait a minute. What was the show that you cried at and that, Brian, you watched with Jessica?
Oh, Meet My Valentine.
Meet My Valentine.
Yes.
Did you cry,
so
Brian?
Bill, fast forward through the part where Jay is.
I got choked up.
Yeah,
good. Okay.
Did you? I didn't cry.
So wait, should I have watched the whole movie?
Yeah. Oh no, wait. Yeah. Me and my mom were like sobbing on the couch and like pretending not to make eye contact with anyone, and like we're pretty far through it and we're just wiping tears.
I'm a little afraid.
Are you guys crying?
I'm afraid I might have made some snide remarks. I might have made some comments that were inappropriate during it too.
That's all right.
And he was trying to fast forward through parts, and we're like.
Well,
go
wait,
back.
Were they about you?
We missed that.
No.
I watch my own movies and
I think inappropriate comments make the world go round.
I was just happy to see they were crying and it was something other than what I did.
Yeah.
That's nice. I didn't actually, so I felt pretty good about that.
It was just about the movie.
It was a feel
good
movie.
That's good. That's a good day for you.
Yeah.
And at the end, the guy was so sad.
So what happens at the end?
Oh, it's.
He has brain cancer.
Heart-wrenching.
And does he die? I'm assuming he does.
It just fades out on the
floor. Do you not want to tell me? Because it'll. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. He does not die, but it's implied heavily he'll be dying maybe later that afternoon. a lot of people don't know this. The background, the way he got brain cancer, chemtrails. I didn't talk about it. It's just in the subtext of the movie.
It is slow acting. Then it happens over time.
Yeah,
it's more effective than we realize.
This guy's an artist from L.A. You know, he's.
Do you think people just want to believe the conspiracy theories?
Yes,
like it's cool to think that. like Area 51.
I think it's
all nonsense.
I think it's an existential crisis that the world is facing. I feel like once you sort of give up this idea that you're being controlled from unseen forces like God, and you sort of have to embrace.
Here we go. No, no. First it's politics. Now we're anti-God.
No, this isn't me.
This is what happens, Brian.
This is my actual analysis. You at some point you want to believe someone else is in control of your life, because if you just embrace the idea that this is all meaningless nonsense and we're just random atoms bumping into
one
another,
you're not going to compare chemtrails to God.
No, but what it's the idea. It's this idea. It's the same thing that people in the Middle Ages would have done. They were looking for satellite. They're looking at asteroids falling, going, that's God giving us a sign, everybody. Run, he's mad at us.
But the chemtrails are like, they're attacking Republicans for changing the world.
But whatever. No, they're looking up at the chemtrails going, oh, see? That's a sign from the unseen forces that are controlling our destiny. They're trying to tell us what this is, the evidence of their control. We're always looking for evidence of an outside greater force than our own controlling us.
Meanwhile,
because otherwise, we're meaningless nonsense. Now,
like, what have I got myself into?
Yeah.
I love my daughter. What have I got myself into?
No, I think this is fantastic. Right now, right? I think this is great. I mean, you can see when they turn the chemtrail on. Right?
Oh, no.
You can boom, it kicks on. There it is. They just hit it.
It's hard to argue with that.
It's like a crop duster.
Yes.
You know, just doing it from afar.
I think when confronted with the existential crisis of the knowledge that we are just meaningless nonsense, most people would reject that and seek anything else.
See, are you nervous about the day after Christmas now?
I wasn't. Well, no. Now I'm more nervous about Friday.
Oh yeah,
oh.
Friday.
But since it's already happened.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing: because Jay is filling in for me on Friday.
Are you going to London or something? Are you going on a
Rhode
trip?
Island? So I'm. Rhode Island. So here's what's going to happen: this whole thing is coming together. So I am off that day, and then my son and I are taking the train up on Saturday. So he's going to have his headphones in. He's bringing his computer. He's going to be playing whatever kind of game is being played.
You're going to be listening to Jay.
I'm going
to
read the... No.
You
know what?
No.
Should I listen to Jay filling in for me?
No.
Should you listen?
He's filling in for me 4 hours.
I don't think you'll be able to avoid listening. You're going to be so compelled that you...
I know.
I think you should not listen, because I'd like to see you struggle wanting to listen.
So here's the thing, Brian. I never listen when someone fills in for me. But now it's Jay.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually Jeff Edelstein.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jeff is like a normal guy, and he's way to my left.
Wait, what's going on? Yeah, come on there.
Wait, did
what's
I
have that on here, Bill?
So, guy?
So you've cut your teeth on the later shows.
Yeah, I've done Steve Trevelise's show. Now I'm doing Bill's show. So I'm excited for the first person to mention chemtrails. You know,
it smells good.
The only problem is you're going to start the discussion. You're going to get cut off and have to go to commercial right away.
Oh yeah, that's. Fine. I think that's my saving grace. Will be I can't get going on anything.
Right.
I'm going to be stuck in commercial.
Wait, so you're going to be reading his script while
so
driving?
I'm going to read the script. No, well, no.
I want you to bet whether or not Jay's like will be full on takeoff t-shirt ready by the time he has to record based on the script.
Oh, all right. Okay, good. For the next podcast, I am going to read the script, and I'm going to give you my feedback.
Oh, I'd love that.
And then we'll talk about the scene.
The dunk tank scene.
The naked beard scene.
Yeah, the bearded naked Jay. I'm taking my shirt off. I got months. It's March-ish, is when they're filming.
Here's what's interesting about Jay. He wrote into the script the shirt off scene.
Yeah.
To motivate himself to get in shape.
Got your own notes.
That's right. I put my own note in there.
But does that work, though? Like, do you think, like, what do you think's going to happen? Like, you're going to do the scene.
Yeah.
March.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So only 2 months
from now. Might be later. It might be April, May. I don't know. But
so then do you go right back?
Well, I mean.
I want to know when you start drinking again.
I don't think I can ever drink again.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah, I think I'm done.
You're too young to say that. It's a shame.
I don't know. I mean,
Bill. Yeah, it sucks.
Right?
I always hold out hope there might be a complete falling off of the wagon. You never know. If I start drinking again.
No, that'd be fine. For one episode. It's about the show.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what.
One episode, Jay off the wagon.
Are you going to have the drunk podcast?
Bill.
We could.
I was an awesome drunk. Let me tell you something.
I believe that. See, that's what I mean. No, just
funny.
I hugged everyone.
I was just
one episode, Jay off the wagon.
You don't
you're
want
a pusher.
Bill, maybe I get so emotional. I'll be like, Bill, you're a good friend, Bill. I like you.
You're right. There'd be hugs. There'd be the whole Velcro conversation.
I hug too much. I cry.
Well, we would have to make sure he would eat, too. Otherwise, like this whole diet thing. If you're not eating enough, and then
you should be a fat drunk.
I got, is
what we're talking about.
There we go. We're gonna just push him back into that zone.
And Billy Joel,
you should be on Twitter.
Billy Joel song came on the air. I wept.
Of course,
Billy Joel.
Of course,
no one gets him. He's so depressed. He's sad.
You was it listen. Billy the Kid? You know?
No, that's a deep cut. I like that. I think it's probably The Entertainer. You don't want to see me. Bill, you don't want to get hugged that much. You don't want to be hugged.
No, I'm not a
hugger.
You
might have a beard. We might
not
get stuck.
I don't want to get stuck, definitely. No, definitely not. It's just
like, I'm motivating myself, Bill, because I want to use a multi-million dollar Hallmark property to get myself into shape.
That's what you did.
The 95th.
You tried, by the way, you tried with the gym and the whole sponsorship.
Yeah, nothing happened with that.
First of all, they never got back to me.
Yeah, well, did you talk to the sales team? I sent you that email.
I sent at least two emails, maybe three.
Yeah, so they don't care. So I got to do it myself. I got to motivate myself. I want everybody to see me with my shirt off and go, what a
stunt. I wasn't even sure what I was asking for.
So wait, what is your workout routine now?
What is my workout routine?
Yeah.
I run.
Do you have to go meet with a personal trainer?
I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm meeting with a trainer. My workout
at the
routine
gym that we can't name because they're not sponsors.
That's right. I lift and I swim.
So they're not that good.
Yeah.
But it's,
So I do nice.
Swimming is good.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking about going to the rival gym and saying, steal me away.
But do you swim in the pool that's used by everybody else?
That's right. Yes, I swim in feces.
There's a gross factor
there. Problem
is you're doing with
pools
everybody's
for
New Year's resolution.
So now you're doing
the minute
they
go
indoor pools
they do.
For themselves.
Really rich people do. Jay's about to say the people who will benefit from the Trump tax cut, they have pools inside and planes. So they have pools in their planes.
Bill, let's not get into politics. You know where I stand. Here's the thing.
No, don't you find the community pool gross?
Well, every once in a while, a kid
like I joined the Y for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's all you need when you're...
And I swam in the pool, and I'm done.
That
was enough.
You were able to swim.
I looked around. I did it, and then I looked around at the people in the pool, and I'm like...
You waited in the pool, you swam in the pool. I did laps, I did a whole thing, and then...
I
don't want to share the pool anymore.
The only thing I get a little weirded out about is that every once in a while, a kid will poop in the pool.
Ew,
yeah,
really?
So you get kids in there, and they go...
And you have to do your exercise.
That's just a caddy shop. Urban reference. It happens.
It Baby happens. Ruth. Our pool in Princeton, we had a community pool and a kid pooped.
Yeah.
And it was a crisis. And they announced that there was a problem.
Yeah.
Everybody out of the pool.
Oh, so gross.
It took an hour to sanitize the pool. They're dropping chemicals in.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They don't drain the pool. They just put stuff in to make the poop go away.
They should drain the pool.
They should. So they'll say
and then refill it.
I go like, oh, somebody pooped. And how long can I go back in? They'll go like, 45 minutes. And I go, what are you doing? We're taking care of it. So, what does that mean? What are you taking care of?
So when the kids were younger, we lived in Jackson, right around the corner from Six Flags, and they had the Hurricane Harbor. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a time we went there, I don't think, that somebody pooped in the lazy river.
Oh, yeah.
We need an hour.
Right. Because it's nice and relaxed in the lazy river. It's easy.
The whole park.
Yeah, we need an hour. We'll be good in an hour. It's like, what are you doing in an hour? What are you going to actually achieve with that?
What I remember about Six Flags is going to, stand on the bridge and get hit with the water as the log flume comes down.
Yeah,
And here's what my dad
realized.
In
that water?
Yeah, my dad was like, hey, the other things
like
that you swim
water.
In, like they know people have to swim in it. So they actually treat that. This is like just sewage water from.
Right, they're not treating that water.
There's no chlorine in this and you just can't hit in the face.
You know what's worse than the poop? The Band-Aids.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Finding
the Band-Aids floating in the pool, disgusting.
Bill, to this day, if I find a Band-Aid from my own foot in the shower,
you're
I call
out?
My wife and I'm like, you have to clean that up.
Right? Can you help me? Can you take care of this?
There's something to be dealt with here.
This is awful.
It's the grossest. Band-Aids, I don't even know if they do anything. I think they just exist to be gross.
They delay the healing process.
Is that what happens?
So you have to buy more Band-Aids.
Wow. It's a conspiracy.
Wow, Brian, I had no idea.
If you leave it open,
may be a chemtrail guy.
I had to find a way to bring it around since you guys are always so good
about
that.
If anybody would be dialed in, it would be a spy.
That was good.
Yeah, you and
only
Carter
a spy
Page.
Could pull that off.
That's right.
Only a spy could pull that off. So the Band-Aids are a conspiracy.
Bill, that'd be a great slogan for Band-Aids, where it's like a guy like trying to pull the Band-Aid off. Yeah. It's like, should I go hard? Should I go soft? And then you come in, Brian, you just rip it off. You go, only a spy could pull off a Band-Aid. And you keep walking. And go, that's wow. I'm into that.
I'm having a hard time finding work now after this podcast happened.
I would say get settled in North Carolina
before
this airs.
My cover's been blown.
Before this airs, I would be settled.
If you think podcasting technology has gone south of the Mason-Dixon line, you are sorely mistaken.
There's no podcast. So,
in 2027, when they finally get iPods, they're going to be really mad at you.
I have been promoting the podcast to people I work with. So have to listen. You have to listen. Then I realized the error in my ways because people started to listen.
They're listening
now. Like,
Do they call you the spy?
Oh yeah, they've heard that. And all I'm thinking is that they're telling me about the episodes, and I'm like, oh, this is the hentai episode coming up pretty soon too.
Yeah, the hentai one was an awkward moment for all of us. Yeah,
What else are they gonna? Maybe you don't want to listen anymore,
Brian. I never stop being an educator.
Politics, politics has replaced porn for Jay.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He cannot stop himself from bringing it up.
Right. I'm obsessed with both, and they both make me feel dirty when I'm done.
I committed the cardinal sin of the podcast by opening the door for him with that, and that was not my intention.
Oh, Brian, you are an enabler. There is no doubt about that.
It's a shame.
I got a lot of theories. Every once in a while, they do like a porn parody of like, you know, Sarah Palin. They had Who's Nailing Palin. Remember that? And I was very like, wow, this is the Venn diagram. I'm sitting at the center of this Venn diagram.
We didn't talk about the Millions at all.
Can we talk about the Millions? They're happening in a couple hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen.
Like, it's happening right now.
Here's the question.
Crowd is dress code wise.
Dress code
wise. Yes. Like, I feel like I should wear a tux.
You have a tux.
I look for reasons to wear it.
Take out on special occasions and stop at
I think you should wear the tux.
Giannos, your fancy tailor in Princeton. Right.
Exactly. I should wear my tux. Don't you think?
Without question.
Do you have a tux, Ed?
I think you should wear it
and walk through
New Brunswick to get there.
Here's the question.
Oh, boy.
I am looking for another reason to wear the British tie that I bought.
That's right.
For the event we
went to. That's right.
The Union Jack tie.
I have a Union Jack tie and cufflinks.
Is it a bow tie?
It's a bow tie.
As an American, I feel like, Phil, I mean, it's
what did you have? The
I had a Union Jack regular tie. It wasn't a bow tie.
Jessica and I were emceeing the, the CFC Loud and Clear banquet last year. So it was the British invasion. It was their award ceremony. Okay. So I had a Union Jack bow tie.
I was a little disappointed.
I've only worn once.
I didn't go with the full Mick Jagger purple jacket. Like
I can't believe you
suggesting,
didn't.
You know,
I think was a little disappointed. Yeah,
left it at home.
You know, they were our enemy. I don't want to get political, but we did fight them in two wars, you know?
Wait, so are you going to rent a tux?
I mean, I guess I have to now.
Good.
I feel like Jay should have the tux t-shirt.
That actually makes more sense.
Do you have one of those?
I think you should do that.
I would be surprised if I didn't.
And you and I should do a bit on stage. I don't know what we'll talk about, but we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever a problem.
We'll just do something. I'll be in the tux, you're in the shirt, and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think formal is good.
All right, and then I have to order the Snowflake Awards.
So Jessica's got to order the Snowflake Awards, which hopefully happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because the event is
hopefully
tonight.
Hopefully at some point.
The event is tonight.
The day after
So have
Christmas,
we decided Snowflake ornaments, right?
Yeah.
For the Millions.
Jessica, should we pass out trophies? Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what we didn't do? We did not mock Nicole.
For not being here.
Yeah. Do you know why she blew us off?
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out.
Christmas party that she probably had planned
I think it was her friend's birthday.
Oh.
I think it was like a dinner at Friday's.
Yeah.
When was this? Is this...
Tonight, three weeks ago. Wait, 3 weeks ago, right? Four?
So Jessica, you're
before Christmas.
Am I hearing that I'm the fill-in for the person that didn't show up? Is that what I'm...
Wow, is that
Brian,
this is the problem with having
elbows behind your back. Brian, can you touch your elbows behind your back, please? If you can do that.
Do you have a quarter with some elbow on
that? The elbow test.
See if I can roll it down my nose. I get it now.
No, yeah, that was actually Tommy was
I'm
the
not
fill-in,
offended at all.
Right?
That's fine.
Yeah. And is it worse that I didn't even... Yeah. There's the one guy I have saved in
Tommy
my phone. He canceled right before we were supposed to come here. And he's now saved in my phone as asshole.
Oh, yeah. He's never come
on. Do not respond.
He is saved in the phone as asshole because... So he works for Christy. And, which is not like which, he tweeted at me, right?
Well,
so
that's just a fact. You're not saying that.
I'm just saying
any type of person.
That's another typical millennial thing too, where it's like, I get this text message. I'm going to be like, you're going to ask your boss. You're not going to be able to come and do this.
Right.
Why are we having this conversation?
Oh my God. You think that's what happened?
I
think you're totally right.
It's like half of the plans I make for someone to cancel on me at the last minute. I'm like, it's going to snow. You're going to stay in bed.
He asked permission from some politico and Christie's, and they're like, wait, whose podcast is that?
Right.
So Chris and I are not
yeah.
We're not on Speaking terms.
I think after he's out of office, he'd be more than happy to come on to the podcast.
Do you think Christie would do the podcast?
Not with that door. We'd have to widen it. I mean, if you were...
Assuming logistically we could figure that out. We, you know, he might.
You know what we should do? Oh, we should do a thing where we go to a park and we get on a seesaw and it's the three of us and him and we're all up in the air and we take a picture of that and we go like, we're having a great time with Governor Christie, right?
I mean, that would be a good time to have the drunk podcast. I mean, yeah.
Jake's
really
the only person I know that has funny fat Christie jokes.
Actually, that's true. Of all the Christie jokes, yours are pretty
usually
good.
Usually they're annoying. But
I take delight in how fat our governor is.
So we're out of time. Brian, thank you for being here. Good luck in North Carolina. Now, have you already moved?
We have.
It's 4 weeks from now.
No, we have not. The process does not
even
move
4 weeks
that
fast.
They have not even bought a house.
Well, you're moving slow. I gotta be honest. I'm just saying.
It's been. It's not the season right now. We're not in a great market.
All right. So if you need someone to sell the house,
I
our
see
sponsor
where this is
Rob Dekansky, Remax First Advantage, sold my house in 3 days.
3 days. That's impressive.
3 days.
So clearly, I've made the wrong choice.
Yes.
By not going with Rob.
If you have not gone with Rob Dekansky, you have made a wrong choice. The good news is listings expire.
That's true.
Just throwing it out there.
Wait, all right. What does that mean?
Just saying.
I don't know.
Listing agreements expire.
Oh, then
so
you
they'll sign them
guy.
For 90 days, 6 months. What'd you sign for?
3 months.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to sell.
Yeah, and when it doesn't,
call
you go with Remax, you'll get done in a day.
Day.
Wait, did you bury the statue? Did you do the whole thing?
Also,
the whole Catholic thing?
You bury the statue.
You got to bury the statue.
Other sponsors, when is the lease up on my car? Is it Christmas or next Christmas?
Next Christmas.
So right. Next Christmas.
Next Christmas, you're going to go to Flemington Car and Truck and get a great deal.
That's right. You'll get
as long as I'm negotiating it.
Right.
Yeah. If
no,
you want
no,
to go,
they're fantastic.
I'm going to tell you, they're so good. So I walked in. I just pulled up in my car. I was in and out with a new car, 70 minutes.
Can you believe I bought my first car there? I took my 79 Camaro that was beaten up and beaten down and traded in, and that's where I got my first car.
At Flemington Car and Truck.
79 Camaro, you were a wild man in your
youth.
This
could be the best ad we've done.
And Steve Califer I dealt with directly.
Are you serious?
Wait a minute.
100% this serious.
This is a whole new thing.
Yeah.
So what year was this?
This was, oh my God, it was 91.
1990, yeah.
So 91, Brian goes to trade the Camaro in. Gets a new car, and Steve Califer is dealing with you directly.
And you ready for this?
This is huge.
I didn't even have the
Camaro. This is groundbreaking.
I didn't even have the Camaro with me when I negotiated the deal. And he's like, that's fine. Show up with it. And, we negotiated the trade-in price.
Beautiful.
And I show up with it. It's got a huge dent in the door because I'm a stupid kid. And I don't know any better to explain it. And he's like, you know what? That's fine.
Wow.
That's fine.
It's like your drifter story.
Yeah. Oh, my dead drifter.
Except
on the,
real.
Yeah. Oh, close.
Right.
Similar.
I'm going to tell you a real story. This is how good they are there. I got my new car, and then I had some paperwork I needed to fill out. So they say, come on up to fill up the paperwork. I went up. They the ones who remembered me pretended to be happy to see me again. And you know what? That's a level of commitment.
I got to tell you, if they're going to pretend to be nice, that's good enough for
me.
To me,
Phil.
I know, Jay. I got it.
You know what kind of commitment you have to have?
Service.
I mean, got it.
They kind of did this, like, all right, you're here, good, you know?
Bless you.
We can edit that out.
What do you say as an atheist, agnostic, whatever you are? You don't
I'm an
say
agnostic.
God bless you.
I'm
what
a
do you
militant
say?
Agnostic.
So what do you say?
I say bless me. You believe it. So, I mean, come on over. Make me feel better.
It's difficult every day. All right. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow my co-host Jessica Nutt at Chasing Jess Nutt. And find Jay. See him somewhere.
Chemtrails.org. I'm exposing the truth one letter at a time.
And Brian Nutt.
Thanks, Dad.
Jessica's dad is here. He is a spy.
Follow him on the person that favorites half my tweets.
Right. You're on Twitter.
I am.
Do you have
two followers. And I have an egg.
Oh, really?
I'm probably not a follower.
All right. Are you following your dad on Twitter?
I'm not sure.
I got on Twitter just so I could see what she was doing. That's really the only reason I'm on Twitter.
Huh. I understand that.
All right.
So do you take followers?
I have no idea. Nobody's intended to follow
me. I don't know his name.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. All right. That's all right.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
He's a spy. He can't really tell too much.
Can't
say too much.
Yeah,
all right. Have fun at the Millens tonight. Congratulations to all of our award winners.